views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It's happened before. In 2000, Saddam Hussein.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. And I just want to thank you all today. Today is Thursday, March the 2nd, 2017. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to getting started in that. Also, everyone, at any time during the show, you can definitely give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, at any time during the show today. Just hit star, we'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. So let's get into today's show, but before we do that, everyone, let's continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, including Tando Radio Show. And you could easily do that by going to Black Talk Radio Network's website, and that is www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. That's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and that is the website for this great network. And there you'll be able to see on the far right hand margin, you'll see the icon for giving your financial donations and some of your financial energy, so to maintain the overall direction of the network, which is very, very important. So please give some of your financial energy to the network so that it can continue to do what it needs to do, and you have deemed as being very valuable. And that is how we can assure that we'll be here for the future. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet for you, and that is BTR Community. And BTR Community was set up by this network to protect you and to give you a outside opportunity to engage in your social media activities without being adversely affected. And how are you adversely affected? You're adversely affected by the overall, from people that are data mining and selling information, your information to others. And it's just, you know, something that is not in your best interest. So it is high time for you to establish something that is going to be in your best interest, and that being by you being on a platform that is created for you and to protect you. And BTR Community does just that. And how it does that is that you're not going to be adversely affected by what you post, your comments, your overall likes, or what you have, anything that you engage in your social media activity. You won't be adversely affected by way of being you know, that information being captured so that they can DQ you for anything, that some of the things that they disqualify people for, that people wanted, from jobs to everything else. And believe me, they do use that as part of their overall way of looking at different things. And that should not be, because, you know, but don't give it to them. One of the ways that you definitely cannot give them to them is to go to a platform that doesn't do that. And BTR is just that. It's only $24 a year for that. And what you would get in that is you're able to promote yourself. You're able to promote your business, events that you think are relevant and important. So come on over to BTR Community. It's the only place where I post. And I think it's very, very important that we do that. It's only $24 a year. Also, if you're interested in acquiring some precious metals, if you're interested in saving in as a queen or a king, or saving as a lady and a gentleman, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, Prosperitymint, Prosperity Mint. Check it out there and check out what's in inventory, and then email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. And just so that someone can help you with the overall buying process, explain it to you and everything else. And let me tell you, Prosperity Mint is going to have some great, great things coming about that is going to give great leverage to you all. And I think it's going to be absolutely dynamite, and I'm happy about it, and it's going to be good. So look forward to that, and it is going to benefit you all greatly. So check out Prosperity Mint, and just make sure before you purchase or anything, check out what they have in inventory, but then email wolf6pack1@gmail.com, and someone will get back to you. Make sure you leave a number so that someone can call you and to actually talk to you, so that can be explained. Okay, so also, the Volt Media Group is having a family business private wealth seminar, and that's going to be coming up on March the 25th of 2017, in this month, on the 25th, in Dallas, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. in Dallas. If you would like to be a part of that and RSVP, you could very easily do that by going to, here's the website where you can email. We also posted it inside of Tando's BTR. Excuse me, sorry. Tando's page inside of BTR Community is what I was going to say. And you can do that by, actually, it's going to be the 25th. And it is, let me get you the email that where you can email to RSVP, and that email is, one second, had it here, pulling it up in a second, here it comes. Okay, it's at, and you can go to, it's not, okay, there it is. It's capital HFRN.Vault, VAULT@gmail.com. To make your RSVP reservations, and the pricing for that is, for single tickets is $125. For couples is $100 per person in that. So it's actually, for couples, it's $100 per person in however the couples are going to come. So for a couple, it would be $200. For single tickets is $125. But I know I made that mistake, but there was a couple of people that wanted to RSVP through us, and I will definitely, for those individuals, I've already taken care of, and I will take care of you. I know who you are. You know who you've already expressed that to me, and I got you, Mario. I got you, Yvette, and the other person. I know who you are. Have you taken care of as well? So I'll pick up on that one. But that's what it is. You needed to RSVP before then. It was just a mistake that was a misunderstanding, but it happened. So that's what it is. And we're going to be there March the 25th, 2017, here in Dallas. And that presentation, the Family Business Private Wealth, is something that you definitely, definitely want to be a part of, so that you can protect yourself and establish some legacy of prosperity that you can leave in the future. But not only that, it's something that you will benefit from greatly yourself, to protect yourself and to give yourself more leverage economically. Very, very, very important. Okay, so check out that. So let's check out what's in the news. So in the news today. I didn't post too much because, man, I was busy today. Almost didn't make it because it's just a very, very busy time and just trying to get things business-wise squared away. Tomorrow, I will not be able to have a show tomorrow because I will actually be on the road. And so I won't be able to have a show tomorrow, just so you all know. There are some things I got to take care of in Houston, and I didn't know it was that far away. It's about a four-hour drive, and where we're going is down in the Houston area. Where we're going is in the, is back in the sticks, and we're going to be there for a while. So I won't be able to have a show tomorrow, so just so you all know. And I'm going to see if I would be able to, but I'm going to have to leave early in the morning, so I know I'm not going to be able to do. Got a lot of things to do, so we're not going to be able to have a show tomorrow. So we're going to do Financial Friday information today. And this is going to be part two of what we established from the suitable role between you and money, part two, because there was a lot that we didn't get to, very, very important in the last show, which I don't mind because we had some great calls. And any time, don't worry about the show. Your calls are more important. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, and hit **, and we will definitely bring it up. Okay, so let's jump into it. There's a couple of things I did post, was able to get to post. Usually I have a whole lot more, but I just wasn't able to do it today. So this one comes from Wall Street Journal. I actually posted this yesterday. White House explores options, including use of military force to counter North Korea. In an internal White House review of strategies on North Korea includes the possibility of military force or regime change to blunt the country's nuclear weapons threat. People familiar with the process says the prospect that has some U.S. allies in the region on edge. And who's that U.S. ally in the region that's on edge? Is South Korea. Now, let me tell you, what do you think regime change means? They just admitted to everything there, which we already know that they do. They've been doing regime change forever, called coups. They're called coups, and they're called assassination, and they're called entanglement. And then, so, you know, it's amazing to me when people in the States get upset when they say that, you know, allegedly that Russia had hacked into the overall election, regardless of what you think, yay or nay. But wait a minute. The U.S. has been doing that, and they admit to doing it to everyone else. So they're the only ones that could do it, huh? See, what that's just what it, how it goes, because what they're doing is they're setting up the stage for global war and for the overall untying of the United States that will benefit the overall system of subjugation and enslavement, so that we think one thing and we don't really understand that it is one big fraternity that's against us. So it's just huge. Military force or possible regime change. That goes against sovereignty. It's so-called a hold up a nation so that no one should ever respect your sovereignty. That's what they want. That's this whole, and you really think about it, the only people that really lose are the everyday person that is beholden to the system because they choose to be. But out of deception, they're thinking that they're, and some people have your best interest at hand, when in actuality, that's the hand that's enslaving you. So, so important that we start to resonate in a different direction. So, so important. So check out that article. Then the next article, this is going to be part of today's show, also about 1 million Americans. Oh, sorry. This one comes from dailynews.com. About 1 million Americans have pensions on the verge of insolvency. And we're going to definitely take a look at that and some other things with today's show. So that's the only thing that's in the news today. So we're going to be able to jump into some topics. And then definitely at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, Don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. Okay, so let's jump into today's show. And today's show is going to be part two of the Table of Preparedness, Protection, and that being the suitable role between you and money, part two, because we got to get into some things that's going on, because there are some very pressing issues that are going to be facing the general population very, very soon. That being you, which there already are. But if you know these things, you could properly position yourself regardless of what your overall income level is. There are still things that you can do to protect yourself and to have leverage. And this is why we do these things for those individuals that do care about that type of stuff and do want to do something about it. And I'm going to tell you, you know, when people aren't adversely, when they don't perceive themselves as being adversely affected by things, and until they are, they don't respond to things until then. But the key to a lot of this is to try to know as much as you possibly can. And that's the whole key. Your brother Davis had a great, great show yesterday. Dynamic. One of the things that's so true is that we have to engage. I was just talking to Brother Bragg, and one thing I do is I talk too much. I was just talking to Brother Bragg before we came on air. Just having one of my good conversations with who I call the that's our archives. Brother Bragg is one of the archivio brothers that we have. Roz is one. Jambone is one. Jerry is one. Just Brother Davis, you know, everyone really is. But Brother Braggs is one of the archives that we have. He pulls stuff up for you. We were just talking, and one of the things that would happen in the conversation is that, you know, I think it's very critical that we learn to rely on ourselves more than anything else. And rely on yourself individually, because the great creator gave you individual talents. And with that, you ever notice and you ever wonder why in what I like to say in the ecosystem, in the eco-economy, instead of the economy that man has made, but the ecosystem, within the ecosystem, you know, you ever look at the living things and how they interact with each other and everything else? And Brother Davis was touching on this yesterday about being in tune, intuitive into different things. You ever wonder why animals can tell when things are going to happen before they happen, like earthquakes, tsunamis, and different disasters? But man has not been able to do that. Well, man has been able to do that for a very, very long time. But when you don't practice a talent that you have, the ability and the sharpness of that talent, you start to lose. You become dull. We've become very, very dull as people and as collective. The collective movement is that we are very dull. And what I mean by dull is that we only respond to what we've been taught or told to do now. Our overall senses, our overall ability to discern, our intuitive nature has been totally destroyed from our failure to exercise that muscle, that talent, that ability. We basically said that we don't need it anymore. And one thing I know about the great creator is not wasteful. Whatever there is that you no longer use, you lose. But we become very, very proficient. We become PhD doctors in schooling. But we know nothing. And what I mean by we know nothing, that we don't know the basic things of being able to pick up on major, major changes around in the living sphere, because we actually put energy into a facade, a falsehood, an ecosystem and an environment that doesn't really exist outside of your abilities. It's an ecosystem that does exist from a standpoint of stealing your energy. And that intuitiveness is one of the things that's lost. You know, you ever wonder why animals could go? They say that if you ever look at this, some shows called Naked and Afraid, and those people don't do real well for very long in those, in that environment. And I, one of the things that I think about in that is multiple folds as to why. One is because, in my opinion, man is not indigenous to Earth. Man is not indigenous to Earth. And what I mean by that is that it's just that. We're not indigenous to Earth because we're one of the only species on this planet that has to live by false measures in order to endure the natural environment and conditions of this planet. Just the way our bodies are made. The way our structure is made, and the way that our body works, our stomachs, the way they work, our teeth and everything else, and you know, if we were to, you know, most, there is no other living entity on this planet, no other living entity on this planet that lives the way that we live. We live, have to live by artificial means and measures. And because of that, that tells me that the possibility of us not being indigenous to here is very, very real. Very, very real. If you look at the makeup of our stomachs and everything else, you know, some animals have dual stomachs in order to process the natural food that's here. We can't do that. We can't do that. There's a lot of things that we're limited in. We don't come with everything else that's here. Comes with. We need shelter. The rest of the living things, they don't need shelter at all. They have the natural shelter of itself and everything else. So it just doesn't jive with me. So just don't think. But that's neither here nor there. Let's get into today's show. Just some things that we should all be thinking about. You know, we've lost our ability to discern between different things. And you look at like Naked and Afraid, people that go from, and I'm not promoting that, but it's a great thing for you to watch to get an idea of how far we've fallen from being able to be self-sufficient and independent. And that's a reason why man, from a corporate standpoint and in an institutionalized standpoint, they want to destroy all of the natural living ecosystems on this planet so that they can control man and control everything else more efficiently. So if you ever noticed that animals already know intuitively and they've been taught what they can eat and what they don't eat, what they shouldn't eat. Whenever they're sick, they know which plants to go to help them relieve whatever the sickness is that they're able to function without any civilization completely. Now think about you. Think about us. How efficient would we actually be without any civilization? The key, in my opinion, is to get to that as close as you possibly can, because that can be taken away from you at any time. And I would definitely say that there's an educational process that we all should engage in outside of schooling. And education, because every answer, everything that you need to know is already built in you. You just have to bring it out. But what we've been taught to do is to wait for someone else to bring it out. The institution of schooling. Where did they get all of this information from? A lot of it is the lies that they created. It's the lies that they created. And then they manipulate the truth for their benefit. If you ever want to know something, don't ask another man. Don't ask another living entity other than yourself. Ask yourself. Because the great creator, in my opinion, has built within you the ability to pull from the universe itself the truths that you need to know. And I would say, make sure it's something that is from the universal truths. I don't think that you can use that with some of the institutions that man has created. If you want to know things about what man has created, the institutions that man has created, then you need to go to the patent holder of that and the creator of that, and that would be man. And a lot of things that man has created, very little of it do I want to know or do I care about, because I realize something is not in, it was created for a reason. Because that the overall business of enslaving people is very prosperous, not only in treasure, but in power. Far beyond treasure, the power is probably the most addicting thing to the overall enslavement paradigm. That's the, one of the reasons why humanity will battle with that until they decide to elevate themselves from a class zero society to a class one. Gonna have to put down the wine, the splendor of power. Because that is one of the addicting parts of enslavement. Ways and means. Your way of life provides for someone else's means of life. Very, very powerful. So a very destructive, low-frequency power. And I prefer to resonate high. Because if you know anything that resonates high, ladies and gentlemen, is at a such a pitch that it brings forth a very creative spirit of life, love, and prosperity and sustainability. It's a high pitch that that shatters glass. It's a low frequency. Low frequency is what destroys. And there's a lot of, as Brother David said, there's a lot of low frequencies that's going on. It's indoctrinated in the arts, the language, the interactions, and everything else. And all those low frequencies starts to change into what we think is normal, and we start to resonate with that low frequency, and this is why we have such of the anger issues. This is why we have such of the hate, that such of the hate issues. This is why we won't have compassion. This is why we won't have any real movement towards collective prudence, because we have an eye problem. It's a low frequency resonance, and it's life in the most sustainable and most. And the most beautiful side of life has no low frequency. Has no low frequency. Death has a low frequency. So very, very important that we know that. I just wanted to know if you ever noticed, why did we lose our ability? Because we gave it up. That means that if you choose to pick it back up, it will be yours. All of the problems, all of the solutions to all of the problems are within you. There is not one moral problem that can be solved by a political, economic, man's political, man's economy, or man's civilization to solve that problem. There are no political solutions to moral problems. There are none whatsoever. The only thing that's going to end the problems that we have is that we energize the truth. We energize the solution. And all of those things are within every single one of us. We just have to get back to that. So let's jump into today's show. Very, very important show, in my opinion. Want to have part two. Now, one of the things that I want to talk about before we go, there are some things that we need to be aware of that are going to happen relatively soon. So it doesn't matter who you are, how much currency you have, or how little you have. there are things that you should know to protect yourself. And these are the some of the things. And I want to bring you the things as to why you need to be prepared, because who you are, I have never met you, but I've never not known you, but I just haven't met you. And I don't know your overall individual circumstances, how you resonate, or so many variables. But what I want to do is I want to bring some situations to you so that you can do what's in your best interest, your family best interest, and the overall community's best interest. And I want to start there by saying that we need to know that very soon here, within the next 13 days, I need to look at the calendar. This is a day that you may want to take a look at calendar-wise. And this all has everything to do with today's show. On March the 15th, let me take a look at it. It's probably going to be on a Friday. Oop, hit the wrong one. Let me take a look here. March the 15th is on a Wednesday. Okay. March the 15th is on a Wednesday. Well, Wednesday, March the 15th, something happens within man's economy, when man is created as an economy. Here in the Corporation of the United States, March the 15th of 2017 is the day that the debt ceiling is going to be frozen. It's going to be law and it's going to be frozen. March the 15th. And that is the day that the debt ceiling, and they have a debt ceiling freeze of around $20 trillion. Right around March the 15th, that's when it's going to hit $20 trillion. You heard about the debt ceiling before, and what had happened was that the celebrity figurehead Obama and Boehner had worked out a deal. You remember when they were talking about the government shutdown and everything else 2 years ago and everything else? Well, that's what it is. Well, what they did was they had where it was going to freeze at $20 trillion, and it was going to happen right around March the 15th. And this is very significant. And this is very significant because once that happens, ladies and gentlemen, there is no way that they're going to balance a budget. There's no way that they are going to be able to appropriately to respond to that, because it becomes hard and fast on that day at $20 trillion on March the 15th, not March the 15th next year, not March the 15th in 5 years. No, it's in 2 weeks, in not too many days. And the key about that, it becomes law. That debt ceiling freeze of $20 trillion then becomes law here. And what happens is that once that happens, it becomes law as a hard stop. And what I mean by that, ladies and gentlemen, is going to start to totally unwind everything here. And here's why. One of the reasons why is because the U.S. only has less than $200 billion in cash. And they actually go through almost $80 billion in cash per month. And once that debt ceiling happens, they can't raise the debt ceiling any further. It's law now. It stops at $20 trillion. And if it stops at $20 trillion because there's law, it can't go up anymore. They can't give themselves any more credit. And now they only have around $200 billion in cash. They won't be able to get any more cash from themselves. They won't be able to create any more debt notes by way of printing or by way of digital. Because now that on March the 15th, it becomes law. That's the law. $20 billion, and that's it. Here's the problem with that. They only have $200 billion. Only have $200 billion, but they burn almost $80 billion a month. So then that's March 15th. And let me do the math for you. So we can see at a rate, let's say at a rate of 20, at let's say 75 billion. Let's say they go through 75 billion a month, the U.S. government, okay, by way of all of its obligations and everything else, right? This is just the this is not even counting the unfunded liabilities. This is just what their budgetary thing is. 200 divided by, let's say, 75. That's 2.6. So you have March, April, May, and into June. The early part of June, by law, the U.S. will have run out of cash. And they won't be able to create any more cash. And this was put in by Obama and Boehner. And when this thing comes up, there is no way, regardless of who you are, as far as politically, there's no way you're going to be able to get past that hard and fast stop on March the 20th. Excuse me, on March the 15th. And it's only going to take the U.S. 2.6 months to run through the $200 billion that the Treasury has on hand. And that is going to be where you're going to start to completely start to unravel the different economies. They're talking about increasing this spending, increasing that spending, stopping this spending. All of that is going to come to a halt. It's going to be a very major problem. There's going to be a very major economic problem that every person is going to face. Well, here's the thing, it's going to be faced by you. And this is why I think it's very, very important for you to prepare. One of the things about preparing is that you prepare before things happen, because once it happens, now you can just respond to what it is that's happening. Some of us still live in this realm under these guidelines, and we can only, we can ignore certain things, but that does not mean that we are going to be immune from the effects of things. Meaning, you can ignore that someone is driving intoxicated and they are racing towards a red light that they're not going to stop at, and you're at a green light. You can ignore that you know that that's going to be a problem, and you say, well, I'm still just going to ignore it and it'll go away, and I'm just going to enter the intersection. You are playing with something at your own risk, because then once it happens, then everything you thought about before it happened now completely changes. But you can never go back to wishing that you could. You can only deal with where you are. And there are a lot of people that, one of the things about this system is that this system is methodic. It has a methodical approach to everything. It waits everything out to the perfect timing. It gives the Hollywood version of right now, and immediate. So that only thing we ever see is right now and immediate. And then we say, well, I'm not going to worry about that. No, you shouldn't worry about anything. But you should sensibly protect yourself from everything. And especially the apparent threats, the ones that really do, if something were to go wrong, it will cause you to be in a very bad situation. Because you heard the old thing with Murphy's Law, if it could, it would. But here's the thing. When we're sitting now and nothing is the major, major problem, we don't see the necessity or the urgency to have foresight and to look at what the system is already telling you that they're going to do. This is no secret, this debt ceiling becoming law on the 15th of March. in that $20 trillion. It's no secret. It's out. Anybody can find out about it. It's there. But what does it mean for you? Here's what it means for you. It is going to be one of the relationships that are going to go sour with you if you don't protect yourself from that. Everyone you know and everyone that I know has a relationship with cash. Most everyone that I know is addicted to it because they've been taught to be addicted to it. They were actually induced by it at a very young age. They didn't necessarily choose to, but in order to survive, it was what people thought that they needed to survive, and it's not true. You don't need that to survive. But what happens now is that the overall cash that you have, regardless of how much you have or how little you have, you still need to protect yourself from it. If you are a billionaire, you need to protect yourself from your cash exposure, just like someone that only has $25 left in their overall account. It is just as equally important because the overall effect of it is the same. They both have instruments that are have an expiration date. And when they go sour, it doesn't matter how much you have, 25 or 1 billion. When it goes sour, it's not going to perform anymore. And many of us are holding on to things that don't perform and are not going to perform in the future. So when this debt ceiling happens on the 15th, that means that your cash is going to become is going to lose its overall purchasing power quickly. And it's been happening now for a long time now. It's been happening. It's been moving towards this methodically for a while. And you're seeing all the remnants of it now. You're going to start to see states to cut off assistance programs. They're not going to cut off the assistance programs to the corporations. They're going to cut off the assistance programs to the everyday person.
Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
To that point, to what you just said, yes, they've been announcing this for a long time. The Republicans, even though y'all know I don't play that partisan game, it's just two wings on the same bird, but they've been telling you that right. They was going to do that for a long time. I think they got a proposal that's going to take it's more than $1 billion from social safety nets, and it's going to get real.
$25 billion.
Yeah, it's going to get real out here for a lot of people with food insecurity. But I wanted to share a real-life example of what you said about not paying attention, knowing something, you know, is going to happen and can infect you adversely down the road, but you keep putting it off. I ain't going to do it. Here's a real-world example for you pertaining to this current administration immigration enforcement actions. There's this young lady from Venezuela. No, not Venezuela, Argentina. That's where her family's from. They came here on a visitor's visa and decided to stay. All right. So she was 7 years old when they first came here. She's like 20 now or 25, somewhere up in her 20s now. So she had what they call the dreamer status, right? So dreamer status, you get to stay 2 years. It's 2 years, but you got to pay $500 to put in an application. Now, she's had it approved, I think at least twice, but she knew she needed that $500 to do her application for her dreamer status. Well, they ran up in her house and got her father and her brother. They didn't get her. I don't know why that first time. Then she went and gave a press conference talking about they came and got my brother and sister. And on her way back, from my father and brother, on the way back, while she was driving from it, a friend was driving. She gets pulled over. ICE apprehends her, says, you know who we are. And no, we know who you are. And you know why we're here. This person knew she needed $500 for that application to preserve her quote unquote legal status. I'm just using the words they use, not saying I believe in and all that.
Yeah, yeah. I know you don't, Scotty. I mean, all I listen to, yeah.
Yeah, but her excuse is I didn't have the $500 for the application. Like somebody else pointed out, that's $20 a month for 2 years. You knew that was coming, but you chose not to prepare. Now you got to deal with the situation you in now. Is that not exactly what you were just talking about?
That's exactly, and I'm going to tell you why. And, Scotty, I just saw your thing because I wasn't on the board. I didn't see it. That real-life scenario is perfect. This has been happening for a while. Now what is she doing? She feels like she's being victimized and everything, which there is some extent to it, but guess what? Now she is in a position of disadvantage where she has to beg on the mercy of someone else, the system itself. What I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly what Scotty just said is exactly it. This thing is coming to a head economically. And I'm going to go over all the things. What you do with it is up to you. And I know there's a lot of you that are doing everything that you can do. And I'm so proud of you, and I thank you for you doing and taking that time and taking the urgency, because later on when it does happen, at least you will have options that other people won't have. They will have the big surprise as to, you know why we're here. We know who you are, and you know why we're here. And the only thing that those other people do know that ignore this type of stuff on what's happening, the only thing that they're going to be left to do is to cry. And that's not going to solve a darn thing. That's not going to solve one thing. Let me tell you about this. This is a hard and fast government shutdown that is going to happen. Hard and fast. And for everyone that does prepare for it now, you do as much as you can do where you are. And then when it does happen, you'll be thankful that you did. And I don't want you all to go back and say, I wish I would have did more, or I wish I would have did things earlier. You can't go back to that energy. You can't go back to there. You're going to have to start to realize that things have changed, and I need to have the most information that I can possibly have and to protect myself as much as I can. Your free will is the most powerful thing in the universe. How you respond to everything is key. And I guarantee you, the people that don't make ready for what it is, you're going to have to get more back into the ecosystem and get away from man's economy, because man's economy is about to go sour. And if you stay in that realm, you are going to get burned by the combustion of this whole thing going up in flames. You can protect yourself by moving into the ecosystem that the great creator has established with real money. And we've already talked about what real money is. Food is money. Air is money. You need to move into things that the great creator has put into existence because they have intrinsic value. The cash has an expiration date. And when this government shutdown happens, when this shutdown happens, it could be so devastating beyond anything else. But if you're ready for it, it won't impact you as much. If you're not ready for it and you ignore it, that's going to be where you're going to be responsible for what you knew and you didn't know. What you knew and you didn't do anything about. And that could be some of the worst. That's some of the worst repercussions that you can endure. Now, if you don't know these things, it's different. But when you do know these things and you ignore what you do know, the overall magnified effect of you not responding appropriately is worse. Far, far worse. And it doesn't have to be that way.
Now think about that, Dave. She also was employed as a store manager, not as a clerk, not sweeping the floor, not washing dishes. She was managing a small business for someone. And so you mean to tell me that you didn't think ahead enough, this wasn't important enough, you want to stay here, you knew you needed that $500, now you want to play broke? You had 2 years to save up that money. It's just ridiculous, man, that people will put themselves. Yeah, and I've done it in the past. I ain't going to lie. I put things off. Oh, I know I need to go get my license renewed. I know I ain't going to get stopped. And then what happened? I get stopped, get a ticket. Now it's going to cost me a whole lot more than if I'd have just went down there and paid the $10 to renew my license.
Mm-hmm. And see, we all have. And see, the key is, one of the things I love about, there was a saying that was told to me. Well, no, this is a saying that I have. And I say it was told to me because I tell myself all the time this, that the wise heeds good instruction while a fool learns from experience. And some people, you know, getting a, you know, just thinking about in Scotty's situation, the $10 versus the $125 or whatever, that's bad enough. But imagine when the debt ceiling goes off and the dollar loses all of its purchasing power. This is something that totally changes. This changes generational direction. Why does it change some generational direction? Because there are a lot of people that are going to start to resonate in a low frequency of fear, anger, and stress. But when you do what you can, when you know some things, every single one of you listening to Tando Radio Show, you already know this. Just stuff, something ain't right. Start listening to yourself. And deinstitutionalize yourself and deprogram yourself from the program itself. Don't do things with a short-term mindset. Oh, if it don't happen in 2 weeks. Oh, I heard that a year ago. They said that it was going to happen a year ago. Well, you know what? It takes a lot of people. It takes you a long time to get the things that you need to get because you don't have the overall leverage that someone that has $1 billion with. They may be able to do some things that are going to be very significant on the 13th, 12th, and 11th of March. But if you don't do and be a good steward of what you have now, you don't have that kind of leverage. So you need more time. You need more discipline. And that discipline is only going to come from you. Can't make you or anything else. So this hard and fast debt ceiling, it is here, and it's going to come about. Let me give you how much time we got. Let me give you some, and Scotty's examples are exactly right, 100%. Got it, 10 minutes for the break, got it. Let me give you some things that you, in my opinion, that you need to do. And then we're going to come back. And I want to show you, but before I do that, I want to show you some things that are happening right now that are great indicators as to what's going on. And your response to it is critical. Let me ask you something. How many financially, how many broke are financially hamstrung people do you know that were real savers? And I'm not talking about saving in cash, but even in saving in cash. I want to ask you something. How many individuals that you know that had executed great discipline with their finances that were broke? But how many of us that didn't execute great discipline became great consumers and don't have? Now, this system has created that paradigm for you not to have. That is very, very true. But one thing that this system can't create is the paradigm for you to be impoverished. And I didn't make a mistake in that. They can't create a condition for you to be impoverished. Why is that? Because what makes you rich and wealthy is your overall abilities, your overall will, your direction, your talents. You can surrender into poverty, but they can't make you poor because they didn't give you life nor the talents that you have that give you intrinsic value. How many of us are saving our talents to be used for ourselves and our families going forward in an investment? Because an investment you invest going forward from the discipline moves that you make now. I've never met someone that was a prodigious saver that was spiritually, I've never met a person that was a prodigious saver of their overall talents and abilities that the great creator has given them, and they understand that they were impoverished either physically or spiritually. It doesn't happen. It's the consumption, it's the consumer that is always eating and never has anything to save. And we want to change that for you all because it's very important that you do some things now. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I want to take a look at some of the examples examples of what's happening now and why you should be preparing. And then we want to take a look at what some of the things that you should be doing regardless of where you are economically. You must do this, in my opinion, because you have the energy and the capabilities to do it now. We have to change the way that we resonate. We have to come up with new solutions. We can't use the same consciousness that has created this overall paradigm of destruction. We're going to have to get back to who we originally are. And we have to think anew. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Anytime you'd like to jump in on the conversation, give us a call. 866-510-9025. Then hit **. 866-510-9025. This is part two of a suitable relationship between you and money. You need more money in your life, and you already have it. You just need to leverage it. It's your talents and your abilities into other aspects. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, then hit **. Today's show is part two of the suitable relationship between you and money, and why it's so important. And this is what we're talking about today. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we're getting ready to go to Scotty. Scotty has some things you want to share. Then we're going to get into some reasons why you need to do it, because it's already unfolding. Ladies and gentlemen, it's like Fukushima. The disaster has already happened. It just hasn't hit you yet. But that doesn't mean it's going to not come. It is already here and building, and it is actually going to build to where it is going to be more effective in its overall disembodiment of the catastrophic effects of it all. Is going to be great. So my man Scotty is wanted to share something. Scotty, go ahead.
Just another example, quick example of not heeding wise instruction and just waiting until something happens. But and then you mentioned like that other example I gave. Now she wants to play the victim. Well, same scenario with my daughter. And my daughter has a vehicle. It's her own vehicle. She's paying for it. One of the headlights is out. For 2 weeks, I'm telling her, go to the auto parts store, tell them to look up your make and model and to give you a replacement bulb, and they probably put it in for you. She kept saying, okay, okay, okay. For 2 weeks, I'm telling her this. Then one night she comes home mad because she didn't got pulled over by the popo, and they gave her a warning. Luckily, she didn't get a ticket, but gave her a warning. So then that next day, she goes to the auto parts store, buys the $10 bulb, and they even put it in the car for her. But this is what kind of got me. She blamed me. She said, you the daddy, you posted. This child is 25, I shouldn't say child, young person is 25 years old. Okay, 25 years old. Yeah, when you was a little girl, daddy would do everything for you. But when you started driving, what did he do? Teach you how to change a tire. Teach you what to check if your car won't start. Put in cable, jumper cables in your trunk. Make sure you always have jumper cable. Prepare her for what could happen when daddy ain't around. And so I was using that as a teaching moment. Why should I go to the store for you? You go past the auto parts store every day back and forth to work. So how is it my fault?
You know what? That is so true. And, you know, sometimes, and this is a great example, what happens is that when we get so used to something working well for us, we take advantage of that. We all do that. And hear me out on this. What Scotty just gave was a great example. What young people do, one of the hardest things that young people have to learn, and I mean, it's a shocker to them. From everything is hunky-dory as children, as they're growing up, because someone is their obligation and responsibility to provide for you and their love and everything else. But as you start to get older, they think that, but just because they're older, they look at their parents as a source of someone that's going to take care of them. It's their job. And what happens is that there's a sense of entitlement. And that sense of entitlement that we all have to go through in order. This is a part of growing up, a sense of entitlement no more. We have that same ennui towards the economy, that everything here is going to be all right because it's the great United States. I don't see that happening. Everything is going to be cool. Nothing is going to happen. We're in the great United States. I got dollars. I'm okay, because you're relying on something because you feel a sense of entitlement from what you had in the past. The past is not always a part of the future, but the future always is a reflection of the past, and the mirror of the future is the past. It goes back and forth. So we really get a sense of self-entitlement that nothing will ever go wrong and that this person is supposed to do this for me. That's their job. No, it's not the case. One of the things about this economy One of the things about the ones that are enslavers, I'm going to tell you this. They've been telling you what they're going to do for a very long time. And they've been doing it, but they've been doing it in a very slow, methodical way so that they will keep you to surrender your free will. But at a certain point, at certain times, because of how many people that's here, that's always a threat to the establishment and the overall collective embodiment of control. Too many people ask too many questions, and too many questions start to dissolve their stronghold. So they get rid of the questioners. So what Scotty said is actually the whole thing, a sense of entitlement. Nothing, no one owes anyone anything. The responsibility of things are from which you discovered and which you've come in contact in your overall life, because you're capable of responding to every single situation. Use your talents and your abilities and don't rely on someone else's compassion, charity, or their overall goodwill. And definitely don't rely on their overall knowledge of things. We are blindly following this economic system to our own demise and destruction. The system is perfectly fine. They're not going to collapse the economy. They're going to collapse the common person's economy. Here's how. Here's an example. I posted in Tando. Read this to you. Very, very important. We look at this one. There's a couple of things here. I think we have time. Says New York, this comes from the New York Daily News. New York retirees struggle to survive after pension funds bottom out. Let's take a look at this article. Got to read this because this is what's going to happen everywhere. No longer, you didn't see this happening before. You saw it at different hard economics, but you've never seen this happen before at these magnitudes. Which is the norm now, and it's going to be far worse. Here's what's going to happen as this debt ceiling and the overall divestment of the United States and the dollar starts to lose its purchasing power. They default on their obligations. When the Federal Reserve, that piece of paper, that Federal Reserve note, defaults on its obligations, and it's you, they're going to cause you to default on it. Here's where it is. Here we go. Drained pension funds have retired New York union workers pitching pennies to survive. Here's a picture of these gentlemen. Do you think that these gentlemen heard about protecting yourself from the dollar way before and they just said, I don't need that. I got a great pension lineup for me. Yes. Then what happened? The truth happened. No longer could you withstand the lie. Goes on. As doom looms for reserves across the U.S. Did you hear what they just said? As doom looms for reserves across the U.S. They're telling you it's coming. Now, this comes from a media outlet. This is how they let you know different things. This is the Daily News in New York. Goes on. The article goes on. Here it is. In the backseat of his beat up car, Tim Chismill stashes what he refers to as his new retirement from bags and bags of recycled bottles and cans. I want to stop there. What I'm trying to get you to see the importance of. Nothing wrong with Tim doing that because that's what he wants to do. Becomes a problem when it's something that he has to do. When he could have did something other about it way before. I thank the great creator that I was able to see some of these things way before so I can at least from within my meager means, be able to at least protect myself as much as I possibly can. Because I needed as much time as possible. I don't want this thing to happen tomorrow, next week, 2 weeks, 2 years, 3 years, or 4 years from now. But I do know this is going to happen within my reasonable lifetime. And however long it's going to take, I know one thing. I'm closer to it today than I was yesterday. So I want to make sure that I'm doing everything that I can about it right now. I'm long-suffering. I don't want this thing to happen. But I prepare myself accordingly to that it will happen. So even if it don't happen, I don't lose anything. But those that do nothing about it, when it does happen, you're going to lose everything, even your mind. Because your mind, don't tell me you're going to be all of a sudden all kinds of strong and everything else. The likelihood of that is a pipe dream. What's actually going to happen is that most people throughout history, when these types of things happen, they break down. They didn't rely on their own sovereignty and self-determination. Then they darn sure not going to do it later on when the rubber meets the road. So it goes on. His new retirement fund, bags and bags of recycled bottles. Every time he spots a bottle on the street, he bends down to pick it up. Even if it's just 5 cents, it's money. He's absolutely right there. And I need it. The 71-year-old said, it's not the way the ex-trucker and member of the Teamsters Union 707 expected to fund his senior years. Goes on. Tim is one of roughly 4,000 retired Teamsters across New York State suffering a fate that could soon hit millions of working class Americans, the loss of their union pension. And how many people said, I got my good pension, I got my good government job, I got my good government pension, I got my good government. There is no such thing. You are speaking oxymorons. There is nothing good about a pension. If you didn't put it together yourself, from your overall standpoint, I'm going to tell you what happened. That leverage that you were paying every 2 weeks into that pension, somebody else was taking in that for their immediate benefit to give you a promise of a golden years later. Yes, they let some people have those golden years because that was the trick for you, the majority of people. And going forward, so here was, Tim didn't expect this, but I asked this. I don't know. I don't want this on Tim or anybody else. But I would ask also this, Tim, did somebody ever tell you not to trust that pension fund? Did somebody ever tell you to not to trust cash as much as we trust cash? He may say yes or may say no. But believe me, if he says yes, someone told me, and I said I thought that they were conspiracy theorists. I thought that they were. I said, this, my cash buys everything I want right now. Well, that was then. That was momentary. What about the future and the truth of the future? How many Tims are listening now? I'm going to tell you, it's all of us are Tim, and Tim is us. But the key to this whole thing is, how are you going to respond to it? It just so happens that Tim's collapse has already happened. There are many people that their collapse has already happened. Has yours. What I mean by the collapse, let me tell you something about what the great creator economy. It never collapses. Only man's does. So put yourself, save your energy in something that wasn't created by man. You weren't created by man. Your abilities weren't created by man. Use those abilities and talent and turn them into your money. Doesn't matter. It's not just one thing that you should be preparing for. It's a multitude of things that you should be preparing for. The main thing that you should be preparing for is sovereignty and self-determination with your free will and your talents and your abilities, using your inalienable abilities, meaning man didn't give it to you. Everything that man gives you can be repossessed by another man or that same man with interest and compound interest and with debt prisons and with all these other things that goes along with it, with enslavement. No prosperity that they ever produce. It's a facade of it. Let's go back to this very important article. The Teamsters Local 707 pension fund is the first to officially bottom out financially, which happened this month. And this was in February, ladies and gentlemen. I had a union job for 30 years. We had collective bargain contracts that promised us a pension. I want to stop right there. See, that's our problem. What we've been taught to do is to rely on a promise. Make someone say, promise me. And every promise is broken. The great creator has never promised you anything. Gave you sustainability without you even asking for it. So if any man tells you that there's a promise of the great creator, who are they talking about? Are they talking about in God we trust that breaks every promise? Are they talking about the great creator that doesn't ask you? It says that you have to have, there's a requirement for you, but it gives you freely. And I'm going to tell you, it's a big difference. He said that there was a promise that they had, that they were given, of a pension. Your cash that they pay you in is a promissory note. It is a note. Every promise goes what? Gets broken. Every man promise gets broken. But we have more confidence in man's promises than we do the sustainability of money. Man ain't created money, can't create money. That can only come from the living force, the great creator. Yes, man has money. It's the intrinsic value of your talents and your ability and your free will. That's money. But that's not the only form of money. There are many forms of money. I'm going to tell you something, a piece of paper that promises you a pension, or a piece of paper, a stock, a bond, an investment is never money. It is nothing more than a contract that's written on paper. And this gentleman has his pension fund certificate. It says, Road Carriers Local 707 Pension Fund, Certificate of Award. How much is that piece of paper worth now? Absolutely nothing, because it's just paper. The promise was that they told you, if you work real hard for me right now, give me all of your energy right now, I promise we'll have something for you in the future. Blind faith is the first step to genocide. Article goes on to say, was promised us a pension. I paid into it with every paycheck. Everyone told us, don't worry, you have a union job. Your pension is guaranteed. Your pension is guaranteed. Well, so much for that. And I'm going to stop there real quickly. It says, I paid into it in every paycheck. This is what they do. They tell you to pay me now, and I promise you later. Let me tell you something about pay me now schemes and scams. they hurt you later. And what was taken from Tim through deception, and where your overall intuitive should tell you that there's something wrong with this engagement and this relationship. I don't care how grandiose or how much it looks or how stable it looks. Have I ever checked into the real stability of it? And most people will say no. If you look into the stability of all of this stuff, they don't even hide it from you. They let you know that it's unserviceable. We can't pay you. They've been telling you this for so long, and we still do the same thing and expect a different result. It's because we're crazy. We are economically crazy. Same thing, expect a different result. And why are we so economically crazy? Because we rely on an economic system that is built to destroy the masses.
Brother,
that's
Dave,
why we're crazy. And we think that it's going to be okay. There are people in other parts of the world. I'm going to tell you, there are people in China right now and in Russia that realize that the overall prosperity, I mean, that there's going to be a wealth change and that there's going to move to them. And it's only going to move to them temporarily. They're just as crazy to think that that system is going to give a darn about them, and they're doing it to, and giving it to them because they deserve it. Just as crazy as we were to think that we deserved a lifestyle and a quality of life that was given to us in a facade. We just as crazy.
Shall be heard.
Oh, I didn't know someone was there. Hold on 1 second. One second, brother. Okay, we got, I don't know who that was. Okay, Brother Davis, is that Brother Davis? And there's another caller out of New York. I see. So I don't know who came in first. So let me just do this real quick. Who said, can I be heard?
This would be Anthony, the brother that you call Al.
Oh, my man, what's going on? Hold on. And then, Brother Davis, I'm going to come right to you after Al. Man, you didn't have to emphasize that. I know who you are now through the codes. What's up, my brother? How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. How you all doing? How you doing there, Brother Scotty?
He can hear you. He's muted right now.
Okay. I figured he can hear me. But now I just want to get an example of what you said about you know, he who takes heed. So I've been listening to you for a while. So now my wife, she used to work at this hospital. There's a local hospital here where she used to work at. And she stayed there long enough to get vested in to the hospital that, you know, she had a pension coming. So she, and, you know, over time she left the hospital. She became independent, started working for herself, work from home, blah, blah, so forth and so on. So, they said we was listening to you about buying precious metals. So she had got a letter or some sort of notification from the hospital in talking about her pension plan. So she said, well, I'm just going to wait until, you know, I'm going to wait until, you know, until I'm ready to retire and start collecting this money. I said, well, given the information that we've been hearing up to now, are you able to get that money now? She said, well, yeah, I can get it now, but it's not going to amount to nothing. I said, well, that's going to amount to plenty because, you know, yeah, if you start getting it now, you can go ahead and start buying some precious silver. So we talked it over for a couple of days. So she decided to go ahead and break down and ask the people for the money. And it only came out to like a couple hundred dollars. So she said, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I said, why don't I said, no, baby, get that money now. Get it right now. Just get it so you can start buying that precious metals. Sure enough, she started doing it. Dave, last week, or the week before, she was talking to one of her colleagues that she worked at the hospital with her. Now, this person, she still works at the hospital. She she told my wife that the hospital cut their pension plan for people who were there less than 30 years. They will not be getting no pension.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just an example of, like you said, if you take heed, you know what I mean? So I just wanted to put that out there for those who might be listening. Yeah, if you got that opportunity to go get that money before your pension plan goes haywire, you know, I mean, because, you know, go get it, because you will have that opportunity to be prepared, as Brother Dave been saying all along. So I just wanted to throw that in there. So, you know.
Definitely. Anthony, so much. I appreciate you so much. And I tell you, you know, I'm really concerned about this direction, because it's a direction that people can do some things about. It's better to have something than to lose everything. And this Teamster organization, this is the Teamsters, 707, is just the beginning. It's not going to stop. It's going to just magnify. This is the new norm. This is what's going to pass. And you need to protect yourself in some things that will give you leverage from this whole thing. And we're going to get to that. We got another man, brother, call anytime. It's good talking to you on air. Much love, much respect to you. Looking forward to just some of the things you send me and just continuing the relationship. Can't wait to meet Anthony.
All right, man. Y'all take it easy over there, and just keep on doing what you're doing, man. Sounds good over
here. Yes, sir. I appreciate you. Good hearing from you, and we'll talk soon.
Man. Peace.
Okay. Peace. All right. Real quick, we're going to get to Brother Davis. Then we're going to, after Brother Davis, we'll go to a commercial break. We'll finish this one article. Then we need to talk about some of the things that you should be doing, in my opinion, to prepare for this, what you can do right now, regardless of who you are. Very, very important. So let's go to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, go ahead.
Always good to hear the voice of a friend, my brother.
Always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Hey, listen, I wanted to add to your show, for those of you who don't know, you've just been robbed from your Social Security for $180 billion, because that system was set up or designed basically behind the whole pension program. Social Security was designed to be able to give you back what you paid into over a number of years when you reached the stage where you could no longer work anymore. So the very same thing that Dave is talking to you about literally is happening that will affect us all. One. Two, I want to inform you that a lot of times you inform the people that are listening what you do and what you want. There are programs that are at work through this smart technology. Everything smart that you got when you walk in your home is literally communicating with everything else in your home. So you're being programmed to be selfish. Now, a lot of people sit back and say, oh, well, I'm not. But in reality, that program has many derivatives. And in those derivatives are different things like lack of responsibility, looking for a savior, stepping back and saying, not me. In reality, you are doing exactly what the program wants you to do, because that way, when the government comes forth and says stand in line, you'll say okay, because you will accept them as your savior. Literally, this is what's going on every time you add to the smart, so-called smart technology that's moving you into the new millennium. It's setting you up so that you will service the millennium the way the millennium wants you to service. How do you avoid that? Is exactly why you listen to Pango Radio. You become self-sufficient. You see, one thing that Brother Scott was telling you about in the story was he was telling his daughter what to do in order for her to become self-sufficient enough to do it. But yeah,
right.
She eventually got around to it, and things went exactly as Brother Scott said they would. She turned around and said it was your fault. You have to understand the programming here, because once again, the savior aspect of the program kicked in. The selfish aspect of the program kicked in. because if she would have been forthright, meaning taking care of herself, then what she would have did was turned around and said, you know what, Dad, I should have listened. That would have been much clearer than saying, well, it was your fault. Because in reality, it was her fault. We must take care of our cars like our bodies, like our minds, and we must protect them. I just wanted to add to you, brother. I'll sit back.
Well said, brother. Brother Davis, hold on, brother. I didn't get to talk to you. Man, Dinette, if you didn't listen to Brother Davis' show yesterday, you missed out. You go back and listen to Brother Davis' show. That's one part you should be listening to over and over again. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Brother Davis, I'm going to come back to you right after the commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
And live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and then hit star. I'm on the board, so I'll be able to see you. If you'd like to chime in, definitely do that. Man, if you missed Brother Davis' show yesterday, go back and check that out. It's a must. And get it from off of YouTube, the podcast. That was a great, great show. You don't want to miss out. All right, so what I want to do in this last half hour, what I want to do is I want to give give 15 minutes for some solutions. And I want to finish this article so that you can see it really quickly. And then we're going to get right into the solutions. Okay, now, so I'm going to jump right into it. Now, with this Teamsters pension, here's the thing that is so important. Tim worked for 30 years hard. And all the energy that he actually worked with, someone else gained from. And they were able to acquire assets and other things so that they're fine. While Tim was relying upon a promise and a piece of paper, when, listen to me, young people, the most important financial advisor you need is you. You need to know the difference between currency and money, because there's a big difference. Because if you don't, then what you'll do is that you'll be relying upon a promise that will default on you at any given time in so many different ways it can. Tim can no longer go back 30 years ago and start over and then to realize from where he is right now and do something different. Those years are gone. That energy is gone. The key is you have to protect that energy. I don't care how much cash you have. However you got that cash, I don't care if you have $10 or you got $10 million. The $10 million person and the $10 person are in the same boat. Their leverage is only different. In the exact same boat, they both have worthless pieces of promissory notes that are waiting to default. And when they default, it's going to take that $10 million to that $10 person to be in the same predicament. They're both economically in a disaster zone. And this is what I want to say to you. I don't care however you have that cash, you need to use it for what it's for. It's not money. You need to protect yourself. One of the things I definitely suggest you do, some of the best ways to do it is by things that you control. Go to Prosperity Mint, email Wolf6Pack1. Okay, wolfsixpack1@gmail.com. Take care of you there. This is very important because of what's happening here. Let me give you real quick, let's finish this up. Let me finish this article up. Then we're going to talk about some of the things that you should be doing and what you could be doing, why it's so important. It's, and the article said, continue about Tim. Also on the brink of drying up are the pension funds of two Teamsters locals, 64 and 560 in New Jersey. Officials said plus 35,000 Teamsters members upstate are part of the money hemorrhaging New York State Teamsters and New York Teamsters pension fund. Bigger than all of the New York Teamsters local combined is the Central State Pension Fund, also looming financial disasters that could leave 407,000 retirees without pensions across the Midwest and South. There are still so many more beyond that in various industries, said officials. It's a nightmare that is just as devastating to all of our lives. I've gone from having $48,000 a year to less than half that, Tim said. One of the local 707 retirees who agreed to share his story with the Daily News last week said, I don't want other people to have to go through this. We need everyone to wake up and do something That's why we're talking. Let me tell you something about these men. These men could have said nothing at all, and this is what Ray said. They could have said nothing at all and just let it happen to everyone else. They gave the warning, but how many of us are heeding what's going on here? These gentlemen, in the pit of what they lost, they did not cower away from it. They took the position that, man, we were had. I want to stop somebody else from being had. Anybody that's listening, it's the wise heeds good instruction while the fool learns from experience. Let's not be foolish. Goes on. Navarro, 77, got a union certificate upon retirement in 2003 that guaranteed him lifetime pension of $3,500 a month. It was really $3,479 a month. The former short hauler who carried local freight around the city started hearing talk in 2008 of the shrinking finances in his union's pension fund. And what did he do? Just like you, you've been hearing talk. But don't, ladies and gentlemen, this is not talk. This is fact. This is going to happen. If you do something, you can ignore it, but you won't be able to ignore the reality of what you ignored. It will devastate you, but it will devastate you far worse than these gentlemen and everyone else, because when it all goes at one time, you won't be able to have the means to protect them themselves. They still have the means to protect themselves in so many different ways if they do the right thing. And what's the right thing that they should be doing? They should be controlling assets, ladies and gentlemen. And there's a way to do it, a proper way to do it. It goes on. Like 4,000 other retired Teamsters truckers got a letter from local 707 in February last year. It said monthly pensions had to be slashed more than a third. In an emergency move to keep the dying fund solvent, they dropped him from 3,500 to about 2,000. Pretty soon it will be zero. I'm going to stop there. But it's not just the Teamsters. It's the police and fire pensions in Dallas. It's all of the pensions themselves. They all are insolvent. And now is the time for you to prepare for it. So what is it that you can do to protect yourself? Number one, you have to move out of the teaching of having cash in savings. Cash is not saving. It is a piece of paper, just like their bond, their overall certificates of a pension. It's a piece of paper. What you need to do is get real money, regardless of what you have. If you have $10, what you need to do is take that $10 cash and convert that $10 cash into $10 worth of coins. Nickels, preferably number one, because they still have nickel in them. Number two, you want to convert them into quarters, nickels, and dimes, but you need to be looking for quarters and dimes that are what were minted in 1964 or earlier, because they have real silver in them. Take your cash and convert it to real assets now. What are real assets? Food is real assets. Establish some food savings. Even if you got a, you got a vacation that you're going on right now and all those other things, I would say, and for me, I won't do it. Especially if you haven't prepared for anything at all. If all you have is cash in the bank, then let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You may have a vacation today, but you'll have a disaster, financial disaster on your hand tomorrow. How many vacations have you forgot? People don't forget when they go hungry. People don't forget. And the key is that some people say, well, I want to, you know, live now. I understand that. That's perfectly fine. But you need to be wise how you live. You need to save your energy. If your energy is not important to you, this is why they're going to fleece you, because it's not important to you. When you work so hard yesterday, then you say, I'm going to go and splurge in consumerism. You didn't appreciate the labor that you expended to get there. It's not the treat. Here's the treat. If you properly do things and you understand the difference between currency and money, and you have more money in your life and less currency in your life, you'll have more leverage economically for everything, because the economy needs you. You don't need the economy. Some of the things that you should be doing now. Number one, if you make $10, if you have $10, or you get paid, I'm just using this as a hypothetical situation. If you get paid $10 every month, 2 weeks, or whatever, you need to be saving a portion of that $10 in real hard assets. What are real hard assets? You need to be preparing for what's coming down the road. You need to transfer out of the paper. They give you paper, but you don't have to hold on to it. What you should be doing, which you work hard and then you move that into something that is going to maintain its overall value. And then when you get to, I'm going to tell you this, and I tell this for people that take the precious metals class. I told them this story. When I was a young man, I worked at a grocery store. I used to push in the carts. They would pay me in cash. I would take some of that cash and I would go and I went and got some silver quarters and some silver dimes. And getting those silver quarters and silver dimes, what did I do? I saved the energy of my youth in the silver quarters and dimes. Do you know those silver quarters and dimes are still worth something today? That piece of paper has lost 97% of its purchasing power, while the dime has grown by multiples of thousands. This is why it's so important. This is because you are expending your energy. You have to be a good steward of your energy. Here's some of the things that you should be doing. Here's what you can do. Especially now. One, you always start with getting the table of preparedness, food, water, shelter, and protection. You need to get food for your family, because the prices of the overall value of the dollar is going to go down.
So you're going to have to give more cash for food, but the food is not changing. The value of the dollar is changing, and you're not going to be paid anymore. Slave wages, okay? So what you need to do is prepare for that now. Get food now at the exchange rate that dollars have. We have a strong dollar now. Exchange that for things that you can buy. Get food, water, and get the table of preparedness, the food, water, protection. Then it comes into where you save your labor with items that protect your prosperity. And that's where silver and gold comes in. Right now, they're asking the wrong price for silver. You should be acquiring it right now. It's the accumulation phase. If you had get paid $10, you acquire one silver dime. You put yourself, you slowly indoctrinate yourself to saving at all costs. You're very familiar with it, especially within our community. You're very familiar with it. It's called tithing. Hear me out on this. The first tithe that you need to pay is to you, the one that worked for the overall exchange, the payment exchange for the slave wage. Let me give you a little clue, little hint. The great creator does not need your paper. The great creator does not need your paper. The great creator is such the embodiment of what we should be, creates wealth. You should be creating wealth, because you can. First thing you do is you start saving and paying yourself with anything that you get, first and foremost. You put some of that aside. Now, as you start to accumulate things, you'll notice something. You will become a prodigious saver, and you will want to continue to save. And let me tell you something. I said this on CC So, who's going to come up right after this. The key to prosperity and to wealth is that you first have to become a saver and understander of what, you have to first become a prodigious saver and understand the value of your energy. Because if you don't, you'll be a consumer. So, acquire the essentials. Food prices are going to go, the overall requirement for food, you're going to have to give more pieces of paper known as dollars to acquire them. And March is, no coincidence that March 21st, Iran drops the U.S. dollar. March 15th, the U.S. debt ceiling becomes law, which means they defaulted on the debt. They're not getting any more, and it's going to unravel from there in a very the time is now. If you know some people, you know yourself that you have these, if you're sitting in on any form of cash, you keep cash for which to service your debt, maintain your quality of life, have some as an emergency. Then you have the rest into real assets that is growing. Your cash is not growing. See, they created an environment to where we worship the cash. And that's why I put on there, "In God we trust." It's not the great creator. You can't trust it at all. It's a Federal Reserve note. The word note means a promissory note for exchange of payment of goods. Every promise can be broken. We got. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Can you hear me back?
Yeah, go ahead.
I also wanted the people to realize that when you look in the mirror, the image that you see, you already know if you can do this or if you don't. Perfect example, Brother Scott's daughter. You see, she still sees herself as his baby girl. And that's the blame that she blames her whole situation in, and the fact that she sees herself as his baby girl. Do you see yourself who's capable of stepping forth and doing what needs to be done? Because ultimately, if you don't, it won't get done. So how you see yourself will help you understand the magnitude of the disaster or the fortress that you can create. It's that simple. So look clearly, because you don't deceive no one but yourself. You see, we bring you this information, but we've already put our plan in motion for us. Okay? So literally, we're trying to give you the insight, understanding, and the wisdom to be a part of the people who are at least prepared to get through this. But many listening do not see themselves capable of doing that. So you got a chance to make a difference or to change who you are. you cannot blame nobody because Dave is going out of his way, Black Talk Radio is going out of his way, and I have gone out of my way to articulate the severity of what is to come. I just wanted to add that, brother.
So true, Brother Davis. Well said. And that's just the truth of where we are. Real quick, before we get out of here, let me give you, and this is, hopefully I find this real quick. Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go. Uh-oh, wrong one. Okay, here we go. There's an article from Sputnik. I know we only got, CC's coming up next. We got 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes. Here it is. Got to get ready to get out of here. Let me give you a list of some of the countries that are joining Iran and dropping the dollar. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? If countries are dropping the dollar, what should you be doing? What are countries doing? They're dropping the dollar, selling their U.S. dollars, or how they're dropping the dollar is that they're buying assets, exchanging their dollars for assets, and not replenishing their treasuries. That's dropping the dollar. That's what you should be doing. Here it is. Let me give you some of the countries that are avoiding using the dollar. Here we go, real quick. Russia, China, India. Let me stop right there. The emerging markets, which are emerging no more, they are the developed economies now. China, Russia, and India, Turkey, are often paid for products in gold or other agreements and currency. So you got Russia, you got China, you got India, you got Turkey. What do you know about India, China, and Russia? They got real assets. That's why they're a part of BRIC nations. But it's not just them. Iran, Japan, there's so many countries that are divesting themselves of the U.S. dollar. You need to do it too. Don't go and close your bank account. You do. Is you do what all the other nations is doing. You get what you need, and then you acquire assets. And what is the asset? The simplest and easiest form of money that you can get into as fast as you possibly can at the price point, especially for those that don't make, is silver. Go to Prosperity Mint. Text me. Whatever you got to do. Take care of you. That's what needs to That's where the world is going. That's where you should be going. Why? Because once this all starts to unfold, once this note is no longer legal tender for all debts, public and private, once that note is no longer able to exchange for goods or services, you'll have goods and you'll be able to service the rest of the people with goods because you did the wise thing. Way before you saw it coming, you already know it's in you. You've been knowing that there's a reason why you listen to Tando Radio Show. It doesn't matter if you only get paid $20 a month or $100. If you just do some of the small things that you need to do, don't look at where you are. Look at where you're going and create where you're going from where you are right now. That's the whole key. So start where you are. Do what you can because there's many people that are preparing. As this stuff gets to start to multiply, assets are going to be more difficult to acquire that are monetary or fiscal assets that you'll be able to leverage for yourself in the future. I'm going to tell you this. The overall banks are going to need you. You won't need the banks. Got to get ready to get out of here. Much love, much respect. CC B.I.B. is coming on after Tando Radio Show. Much love, much respect to you all. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Won't be on tomorrow, but we will definitely be back on Monday. Much love, much respect. And remember, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Much love, much respect. Peace.